Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, 47 days to the Omer Tashin Samach Vav that we were holding.
Yes.
We got up to Chavraya. Chavraya, six lines down. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bar Nagri on the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, we've talked about everybody else's reasoning, but we have not spoken about the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon and also Rabbi Shimon Ben Huda. So, with the Chaverim, the Yeshiva quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Bar Nagri also quoted Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Taima Behem, the reason that we have the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Ben Huda, who holds that there is absolutely no chalois of Kedushas HaGuf, even in respect to creating a Temura, on any of the cases of a Nekeva, whether it's for Eila, whether it's for Pesach, whether it's for Asha, because of the following drasha. The Inkol Behemat Me'ah, Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimeno Korban LaHashem, so what do you do with it? That's what it says, Be'midoto HaKohen, Ve'arichoto Be'tov L'Rah, Be'tov L'Rah, and Kesher Yaricha Kohen. So what are we talking about over here? A Behemat Me'ah that would require Ha'amod of Arocha, which is obviously not a real behemoth tameya, because Hamad of Arocha is said only where Kedusha was chal on the animal. And now, well, I've got a mum, you're going to be paid it. It certainly cannot be referring to a literal behemoth tameya. Besides which, a literal behemoth tameya, indeed, there's all of the pasuk that talks about it, behemoth tameya, so then you pay according to the way you're marichit. So then of Hamad of Arocha. So what is it referring to? Ma tamad lo ma tameya. Why then does the Torah call it tameya if it isn't tameya? Ela afilu tameya boto Hashem. What it's got to be talking about is that even if vis-a-vis the specific context in which we want to bring it, it is unsuitable. Close it properly. In other words, it's inappropriate for the carbon that you want to bring it. So it's an oila, and now you're bringing it as a nekeva. So in terms of oila, a nekeva might as well be a behemoth tameya. That's what it's referring to. And there it's saying that you can go ahead and be paid it. So if you go ahead and be paid it, apparently it doesn't have now Kedushas HaGuf. Asks the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Because, look, if you're telling me that vis-a-vis the specific context, we look at the Nakfus as being the equivalent of the Behemoth Tameya, so then what you're telling me, obviously, is that Hikdima Muman is Hikdesha, at the very least. I mean, this thing was probably in the cave of the day it was born. In which case, if I had been Magdish, a Balmum, let's say, and I want not to be paid it, all it has is Kedushas Damim. If it only has Kedushas Damim, it doesn't need Hamad of Arocha. That's just a standard Arocha. Hamad of Arocha is a very special Arocha which the animal has to be capable of literally standing. It cannot be Nishvat and so on. And you can't be paid it anymore. Anything that just has Kedushas Damim can be paid it no matter what. There's no din of Hamad of Arocha. Therefore, asks the Gemara, the Kasha, if that's the way you're understanding it, so B'dak Tiva Amid V'Arif, is this going to be a halakha of Hamad of Arocha? It's a contradiction when you obey what you're saying. If you're telling me the Torah views something in context as being unsuitable, and the equivalent of a tameya, so then if I try to give a nekeva for an eila, then Kedushas HaGuf was never chal on it at all. You're right, Kedushas HaGuf isn't chal on it for tamura, but how could Kedushas HaGuf be chal on it for Hamad of Arocha? Therefore, that can't be the meaning of the pasuk. Impossible. It's one way or the other. If Kedushas HaGuf is chal on it, like Hamad of Arocha, so then you've got the same problem of Asiyas Tumura. So why does Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda say it's no Asiyas Tumura? Therefore, Rabbi Zeira, B'shem Rabbi Elazar Lomar came. Actually, he took the same pasuk and he came to the opposite conclusion. And he wanted to use this pasuk as the mocker of Rabbi Shimon. Namely, that a behema that is a nekeva and contextually unsuitable is, in terms of Eila, nonetheless kosher, at least in terms of Tumura, because of its ability to be in a cave of worry and oath, Leoya. What would be the marker for that? He says, take a look at this pasuk. The inkol beima tamei'a asher lo yakrivu mimena korban la'ashem. What's the pshat asher lo yakrivu mimena korban? Asher lo yakrivu mimena la'ashem. What do you add when you're saying korban la'ashem? The korban la'ashem is telling you, ko she'ina ro'ui likarev at all. Lo kan v'lo b'makom acher. Anything where the problem creates an inability for it to be a korban at all, under any and all circumstances. Yatzat nekeva, but when a nekeva has been given l'yayla, so what are you going to say? It can never be a korban l'ashem. A nekeva can't be a korban l'ashem as an oila. Afa pishe naru yali karev kan, And what does the Torah say? You need Hamad of Aracha, which means that Kedusha Zaguf was chal on it. So if Kedusha Zaguf was chal on it, then it can make it to Bura. I don't know, but the way to read the Pasuk is the exact opposite. That the Pasuk is telling me where you do make it to Bura. If this is your limud, so then there's a serious problem. Because look, suppose you take a Roveya and a Nirva. Roveya and a Nirva is not kosher at all. Nonetheless, it says beferish in the Braisa that Harein is in Tumura. According to you, the criteria for being able to make a Tumura is that it should only be something that has a Shaychus to a carbon somewhere. And the only thing that Torah is being made to imitate Tumura is something that has no Shaychus. So then why is Rav Yehuda near Vaisa Tumura? So this is, something is wrong with what you're saying. Omar Lon, and he responded, he said, you don't understand the way I read the Pasuk. I'm understanding the Pasuk as Afani Lo Amarti Ala Tmeya Mamash. I'm reading the Pasuk as a comparison, a literal comparison to Tmeya. Obviously it doesn't mean a behemoth Tmeya is. But it's a comparison to the way a behemoth would be Tmeya. Meaning what? Behemoth to be Tmeya is a din in type, not in circumstance, correct? That's the only thing that the Torah is talking about. A female is a type, it's not a circumstance. A Roveya Venirva is a circumstance. The reason that, if the drush that I was making was made only on the words, Korban LaHashem, you'd be 100% right. But I'm making a beautiful drush over here. I'm using the Korban LaHashem in the context of Behemah Tmeya, and I'm explaining why is it that the Torah uses the word Tmeya. What is added by that? Since it isn't really a Behemah Tmeya, obviously it can't be a Behemah Tmeya for any number of reasons. It must be that the point is it's telling me something whose mean is not shaykh to the Korban. But with Rabbi Avinir, has nothing to do with it. It happens to be this particular animal has a problem. Now take out the word vakasha, because on the contrary, this is a victory. That's where it says. In other words, if it's shayach and it's min to be able to be a korban, so then on that it's also said.
So the
Heidi
Commissioner,
halacha A. Misha'arina talishka. Once every 30 days, we koveya a shahr with the suppliers for the monies that are going to be spent from the Trumas Halishka. And the purpose of being koveya a shahr is to put Hegdesh in a very mu'udaf position. Because kol ha-mekabel alav l'sapek sevatot me'arba. Let's say somebody is a supplier, and he agrees to supply 4 saw, let's say, per sela. And then the market now goes up, and now they're only in shalosh per sela. Nonetheless, he's sapek mi'arba. He has to continue to be sapek 4 per sela. On the other hand, if originally it was 3 per sela, v'amdu mi'arba, now it's 4, so then he'll say, well, you already signed the deal on 3. No. Then you got to deliver 4. Why is this? Shiyad hegdesh ala elyonah. Hegdesh always comes out on top. Why does hegdesh always come out on top? It's not just arbitrarily that hegdesh always comes out on top. Remember that there's a din when it comes to hegdesh, that hegdesh is kena with Moses alone. Doesn't need Meshicha. Normally we have a din of Meshicha in order to be Kaina. But we know that by Hegdish, that Amirato Legavos gives Mesirato Legit. In other words, if Hegdish desires to be Kaina something without actually picking it up, then the fact that it's money is there is sufficient to be in its Meshus.
Money's there in the hands
of the seller. No, it doesn't matter. You were Meyachid it, like we saw before, Kalechad Yisab, Begazadrach Money Yisab. Wherever it is, it's in God's treasury. So therefore, Hegdish is in a terrific position. Why? Because normally, you could turn your back on a deal if Meshicha hasn't been done. Meshicha hasn't been done in this case. The guy didn't deliver yet. No, he hasn't delivered. It's not time to deliver. The price has changed. So now the guy says, okay, I want to keep the old price. So Hegdesh says, well, you didn't deliver, the deal's off. Now we're going to make a new deal at the lower price. On the other hand, if the guy says, but I didn't deliver yet, so I want out. Hegdesh says, well, you don't have to deliver to Hegdesh. Hegdesh is Kona without delivering. So basically,
we'll see
if they actually delivered the money. Most learned they actually did. It's only a shiloh. We'll see the next words in the Mishnah. Are confused. We'll have to deal with that. Exactly. So Hegdesh can't be worse off than Hedya, right?
Okay. Forced to buy it at the higher price and sell it to them.
He's a supplier. It's not that he's forced to buy.
But so if he doesn't have them, the deal is not tough.
He's talking to them.
See, obviously, we can't. What are we going to do? We'll throw them in jail. The point is that he intends to be a supplier. He's not pulling out, believe me. He's purveyor to the king, my dear. That's not the issue here of his wanting to retire from being a supplier. That's not the
issue. Just like English buying futures.
Yeah, you can look at it like that. It boils down to that. Yeah. In he to liyas solet. Furthermore, if he also, all of his goods are guaranteed from a sapak to hedish. If he delivers solet, and then that solet gets worms, it's his problem. It's not hedish's problem. We don't take delivery of solet that can get wormy. Sorry. In yichmitz yayin, yichmitz lo. He's the guy. Eino mikabel ma'otav achi amizbeach meratzeh. He only gets his money after the Mizbeach is a double meaning. Mizbeach is satisfied. Mizbeach does its satisfaction. That's what it literally means. Now, this doesn't mean literally that he doesn't get the cash in hand, but it means it doesn't have a din of his money. Because we don't give it over into his Rishon. Because Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara says, Miyad Hayu Mekablim Et Ma'otayim. There was no, of course we gave him the money up front. That was part of the shot. And we're not Chayish, he's not going to deliver. Now, Karnim's reasoning. That was anybody that has to do with Hedrish, as we saw. Does his job and good. And all that we're saying is, technically speaking, there's no kinyan that he gets until we get satisfaction. Hadron Allah Perakatru Ma.
And that's why.
You better, you're going to have to redo it. Hold on.
But that's why he's doing it, as you said. In other words,
of course.
Nobody's doing it for the business.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's like today. It beforehand. I mean,
it goes under the advertising.
Yeah.
Hadran Loch Perakat Shruma. Elohein HaMimunim Shayu B'Migdash. Now, there were 15 different categories of people in charge of particular areas, which became known as, this is a Kabbalah that the Bartanura has from his Rabbi, that these categories were forever known by these names. It's sort of like a dynasty. So, in other words, if there's a paro, every paro is a paro. These names were names that defined the particular position. We'll see that it's a good... Yeah, exactly. Aspirin. Frigidaires. So we'll see there's a machlokus in the Gemara as to how we happen to choose these particular names. Were these the first or were these the best? That's the machlokus.
So that name is continued no matter who it is.
Yeah, that, the Gemara doesn't say that. It's saying that the Rav says that. Because that guy gave us Mikabel from his Rabbi. Yochanan ben Pinchas, he was the one that was in charge of the Chotamot. You see the Chotamot, a ticketing system that they had, in which you would pay your money, and everything from the rest, from that point on, would be automated. So they would place an order for whatever carbon you paid your money for. You were given a ticket that was stamped with this Chotamot. And then you would present the ticket to make sure that your carbon was brought. That was it. Nothing. You never had to actually get involved in anything else. Achia was in charge of the Nesachim. Matya ben Shmuel was in charge of the Payasot. You see, Payasot were the way in which we were able to work out the various positions for the Kohanim on a particular day of the Aveda so that everybody would be allowed to choose up for those things that they would like to do.
Well, all these people crying?
Hmm?
All of them were crying?
Yeah. Tachya, are they necessary? We'll see. One of them is Mordechai. Tachya Alakini. Tachya Zeh Mordechai.
If he was
Ezra. Oh, good. Yeah, that's the question. Is it Yishimini? Yishimini? Or is he Ezra? Valoma Nikrashmo Ptachya, Shoyopoter, Dvorim Vedorshan, Veodea Bishimim Lashon. Remember that Mordechai is referred to in the Pesuk as Mordechai Bilshan. Bilshan from the Lashon of Bolel Lashonot. Which became the modern-day Bilshan is linguistics, because of Mordechai. The reason that it was called Ptachya was because it's a language that opens up the details of issues, and he would be capable of understanding things through his Yediyah of Shigim Lashon. Ben Achia was the doctor, and he was in charge of stomach problems. The Gemara says that there were an awful lot of stomach problems in the Beit HaMikdash, and we needed to have a special medical corps to deal with stomach problems. And imagine if all your food, day and night, is barefooted meat on a cold floor.
Dr. Jacobson says he would like this position.
Yeah. Nechunya was in charge of the Chafirat Shichin. He was called Nechunya Chofer Shichin. And he was in charge of making sure that there would be water for the people that would be coming up there to Regel and so on, both on the highways and locally. Gvinei, he was in charge of the cruise. So he would do the announcements, waking people up in the morning and so on. Ben Geber al Ni'ilat Sha'arim, Ben Babi was Mamuna al Pekia. There's two meanings of Pekia. The Pekia could be the Jerry Club that was used to wake up people who had fallen asleep on their mishmar. Rather rude awakening. But that wasn't the Pekia part. But the Pekia has a double meaning, because Pekia does actually refer to burning, because it means wicks. So it could be a wick maker. That's actually the Rambam and the Ravid argue about that, but they both shut him and mentioned in terms of the Drushas and the Gemara. Ben Arza was in charge of the Tzitzal, which was the way in which the music would be determined. When it says Tzitzal, it means the musical instruments, as opposed to Hugris Ben Levi, who was Al Ashir. He was on the voice singing. Beit Garma was in charge of Maisel Lechem HaPanim. Beit Aftinas was in charge of the Maisel HaToret. Elazar was in charge of the Parochot. That was a major issue, as we've seen some of it before, how many people we had working on Parochot every year. And Pinchas was the Malbish. He was in charge of taking care of the Big Day Kahuna, fitting them, baking them, storing them, cleaning them, and so on. Reb Chizki Omer Rabbi Simon and the Rabbonan argued, Chad Omer Kisherei Dor V'Dor Balin Dot Aleyen. One man, the Omer says, the meaning of the choices over here is the choice individual out of all the generations of those who held the position. So the position was named after the guy who was the outstanding individual in that position. V'charana Amar Mishaya Bo'oto Dor Mana. That at the door that the Mishnah was written, he was, the door that the Ezra came, most of it, that is who they were Mona as the beginning of the position. Now, and we have to...
Also Dor means the very first one?
But if we learn like the Rav, it has to be the very first one, because they were Kodeh the name from the first door. Now turn to the Groy here, because it's missing the whole piece from the Mishnah in Yuma. Taman Femina, now in Yuma it says, Ala Rishamim Ne'emar Zechet Tzadik Bebracha. Now the problem is this: the Mishnah and Yuma split into two parts, in which some of them, the Mishnah says, are Zechet Tzadik V'Bracha, and some of them were very angry at. We call them Shem Rishayim Yirkav. The Pashtut of the Sugya in Yuma is that all of those mentioned above are the Zechet Tzadik V'Bracha, and all of those mentioned afterwards are. Now if that's the case, then it would mean that we're including some of the people here, like Beit Aftinos, for instance, would have been included in the Shem Rishayim. But if you're going to tell me that it means Ksheirei Dor V'Dor, so Man Yarmak Ksheirei Dor V'Dor, Balim Lot Alayam, so obviously he would have to include Aftinos in the Zechet Tzadik Livroch, even because it's in there, the Ksheirei. Even though it seems to be in a list of Shem Rishayim Yirkav, he would have to understand that the Shem Rishayim Yirkav was only going on one case, not mentioned here, of someone who was a Baki B'Ktiva. He was able to make multiple copies at one time. And he refused to teach anybody else how to do it. So been trying to maintain the coverage for himself, they called him Shem Rishayim Yirkav. Bashenken, even though Beit Aftinas were also very careful not to share their information, but we'll see later on in our sugya that they had a good reason for doing so. Tomorrow's Gemara, we'll get to that. Man Yomar Misha Yavot Odor Mana. On the other hand, if we say that it goes according to the first person who held the position, so then Al Minem HaZechet Tzadik Livracha, only on those who clearly had done something with Shevach, for instance, in the list of Ben Katin, who made the special Dadim Aniki, or anybody who had given something special, which is listed over there in the Mishnah as well, but did not include the ones that are listed over here. Omer Avieno, Siv Lachin Achalek Lo Rabin Ve'et Atzumim Yachalek Shalom. Now that you've raised the issue of how it is that a human being can be zocher to something that everybody else is going to be doing and everybody else will be using, but that thing becomes now his particular chelek in the world, as they would say of Newton, there is only one universe and Newton is its prophet. So it's possible for a person to be zocher. So it says, l'chein achalek lo barabim, this individual will be split among many individuals. So in other words, even here we're comparing it to the idea of here's a man who held a particular moment in space-time, and yet the whole position that was split among many Doris was called on his name. V'edatzumim yechalek shalom. And because of the fact that he did something so special, so he will be b'chalek shalom with the greatest of them. Who is it referring to? Well, we could see it as referring to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was hitkin medrash, halachot, v'agadot. He was the one who wrote midrashim, like the Medrash Rabbah. he was the source of all types of halakha collections that afterwards became known by their individual as Talmidim. So the Sifra and the Sifrit and so on. And the Haggadahs, others learn the Haggadahs is the reference to the what we call the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash is the drushes of the Psukim as in the Mechilta and so on. It's his all his Talmidim. The details are good, but it's all Alpi Rabbi Akiva. Kulam Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. So the Yeshomri Melo Ashik Kness Hagdolah Tikna. No, actually the Makar was not Rabbi Akiva. The Makar was the Ashik Kness Hagdolah, both for the Midrash Halacha, the Midrash Agada. It was only Ashik Kness Hagdolah. Rabbi Akiva was only a conduit. But what he was mitaken that he did on his own, he was mitaken klalot upratot. We often find klal amar Rabbi Akiva, very often, and then he was the one, of course, who was medayik more than anybody else in detail. Or was being called the Tilei Tilim Shel Halachot on every particular issue. So he provided a very unique structure, which became now, afterwards, the central idea of the Mishnah. The whole point of Mishnah is structure. That's Seder. We call the Sidrei Mishnah. He was the one who basically defined things in terms of Klal Prat. Om Rabbi Avul, Tiv Mishpachot Sofrim Yoshvei Yavetz. Matam Lover Sofrim. Why do we call the Tamini Chachonim, the early Chachonim, the Tamidim of Otniel ben Knaz? In what sense are they called sofrim? You'll notice that in every different, we're going to bring down an example from every one of the Shisha Sedarim, they organize things into counted sets so that it would be possible to maintain the information in a set, because if you knew the number of members of a set, you could reconstruct it. So you'll find, for instance, in Zrayim, Chamisha lo yitru utruma, or Chamisha dvorim chayavim b'chala, or in Seder Nashi, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potrot Zorotehem, or in Karchiv, Shlosh Eveshesh Kritot Batorah, Shlosh Esrei Davar Nemro B'Nevlatov Yatahor, in Tyrus, in Ezekiel, Arba Aves Ezekiel, in Mayed, Arba Aves Melachas Arba Chosar Achat. That idea of numbered sets is why we call the early ones Sofrim. What? Yes, but that's where it comes from. It comes from the Sofrim. No, they didn't add. They were the source of it. There were subsets, which the Gemara, for instance, that you're referring to in the Nezikin. There are subsets because you can have 32 avos Nezikin, and you can go all the way down to 4 avos Nezikin by making it more and more a particularized set. But the idea of the set in general was the safety. Right. We're going to see about that.
They had letters that they found discussions within Klingsville that they thought was from the time of the Mishnah, because of the Loshon was not so much the Loshon of the Mishnah. Yeah. And later they found it was from the early part of the Chashmonaim. So since they thought the Mishnah invented that stuff, that wording, and they found that it was from 200 years before that, the Loshon of Mishnah.
This is a lot earlier than that. This is the time of Shoftim.
It seems that it was written that way in the first about that, even though they didn't have
anything written down. Yeah. Bichlal, it's a myth about Rebbe writing the Mishnah. Omar Rebbe Eliezer. K'tiv le'ezra ha'kohen ha'sofer. Matam alam ha'sofer. Ela, as Aaron just pointed out, k'shem shaya sofer b'divrei Torah, in the same way that he was involved in knowing the number of letters being koveya, the details of the Ketav, which is defined by numbers of letters, since every letter is comprised of other letters. So the reason that he stressed again is Asofer, Kishem Shaya Sofer B'Divrei Torah, Kachaya Sofer B'Divrei Chachamim. So that there's a double meaning to Sofrim. It doesn't only mean it's a chibur between Teresh B'Ketav and Teresh B'Alpeh. Rabbi Chagai, B'Shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, points out, do you realize the incredible amount of work that the early Chachonim had to do? I mean, we take for granted we've got these vast libraries. So much research, so much writing, so much development, so much insight, so much analysis has all been done for us. Harishonim Charshu, Vizaru, Nichshu, Kishu, Adru, Kitzru, Amru, Dashu, Zaru, Biru, Tachanu, Yekidu, Elashu, Kitfu, Va'afu. Anything that you can do to the agricultural products of the earth. This is Shavuos, all about agriculture. Anything you can do to the agricultural products of the earth is what you got to do when you're thinking about understanding the world. And look at all that work that they did. The anu en lanu ma lechol. Damn it, after all that, there's nothing to eat because nobody's got any brains. Yes, it's unbelievable. No, it's an incredible thing. I mean, you think about, like I said, it's always like this rediscovery of the things that were, everything that they had done. Rabbi Barzmina B'Shem Rabbi Zira says, you know, inhaven kadmoy malachin anan b'nei anash. Inhaven b'nan anash anan chamarim. If those people, if you want to view them as magical angels, then you can call us human. But if those people were human, then you can call us donkeys. Om Rabbi Mona, along with that, they had to point out, let us not take too much credit. I mean, donkeys can be pretty intelligent. It's certainly, we're not like any, I mean, not like the best of donkeys. We're certainly not like the donkey of Rapinkas Ben Yoyer. I mean, we know what happened with him. So, Ganavim stole Rapinkas Ben Yoyer's donkey. So, Avda Tmira Gabon Tlata Yoni, Velota Maklum. So, they were hiding it out in the bed of the cave. 3 days it refused to eat a thing. But at Tlata Yomin, after 3 days, they said, good God, Im Luchun Machzarta. They decided they're going to bring it back, because otherwise, we've got to get it out of here. Dolot Temot Gabon, that's all we need to stink up our Mara. And we can't just let it go because then they'll be able to trace us. So we'll have to somehow manage to put it back where it was. So anyway, Avkuna and Azalt, Vakamatlatira Damara. So they took it, snuck it back, and put it back at the doorway to Rapichas Ben Yoyer's house, and Shayat Menahaket, so it started to break. Omar Lom, so Rapichas Ben Yoyer tells the people in the house, Patchon Lahada Olufta, poor little girl, open up for her. Deit Latlat Yumin Delotar Maklum, I guarantee it hasn't had anything to eat for 3 days. So Patrin has the people and the servants open up the Alatla, they bring it in, and Amar Lan, Yavan Kun Techol, give it something to eat quick. Yavan come with Saurin, so they give it the best. I mean, Saurin from the Kamor is great. Lo Bai Tamechol refuses to eat. Amar like to go back to Rebekah's when you are ready. Lo Bai Tamechol, I mean, they must have fed it well, it doesn't want to eat. Amar, what are you talking about? The thing is starving, I'm telling you. Metakninu, maybe they're not cleaned properly. Omli, you know, they're beautiful, so top quality. Omala, now hold on a second. Arimtun Damyan? Did you take off Meiser from it? Demai? I hope you didn't try feeding the Chamor Demai. Omli, wait a minute. Look, in Alfen Rebbe, you taught us that Alokeach Zera Lebehema, if you buy something for animal feed, or Kemach for working on Orot, on skin, or you buy oil to burn, you don't have to take off Demai. Potem Benat Demai, so why should we take off Demai? Omar Alonso, he said to the Numan Avid Lalada Lufta, what are you supposed to do with the poor girl? He machmaral garma, she's very machmar on herself. After all, she is a chamor. That's right. See, machmaral garma sagin, she's very machmar. Sarim and Damian, we took off the my vachal, it's an
anadate. You're machmar more than making it a chamor.
It started to connect. Amazing. So we certainly don't have that dog of a chamor. We're talking about standard chamor.
What about
that?
So we
went
to
Hussar, so
that we
presumably
the parents didn't keep his things
like that. Yeah, then, you know, it's the Doras. Takhi
alakim. That's by the Mai. You don't have to worry about it for a chamor.
Right, but Vada you do.
Vada you do.
Yeah.
But Rabbi, why is it always viewed as that you get worse? Should you have more information than
they? Yeah, that's what he's pointing out. We've got all the information. All the work's been done. And we have no way of using it. That's all. The smarter we get, the less wisdom we have. The more we know, the less we understand.
But that's just
it's away just from a universal phenomenon.
You fall away from the connection point, the revelation?
You're far away from concreteness. When something is concrete, it has a different level of meaning to a protoplasmic brain.
It's
abstract. Yeah, you have much more information.
I'm saying they had more information. Yeah. I'm saying they had more information.
No, you have more information because they were discovering it.
Yes. So they had less information but understood the less.
They didn't understand. They related to it in a way that is more, it's what's called lave. Leave over the emotive Gemara says. It's something that's meaningful to you. Therefore, it creates wisdom, understanding. It's part of you instead of being an abstraction you think about. You can't eat. That's the point. You're not eating. You're thinking.
If you buy food for your chickens, you have to be measured.
Only if it's vada. If you buy it from Amoretz, then you don't have to take off the mite. Your cat food needs to have some action. Bore, ma gadol hu kocho shel oto ha'ish. That fellow, Mordechai, Ptachya, haya poteach dvarim v'dorshan. That's why you call him Ptachya. He was Yodea B'Shivim Lashon Tani, Sanhedrin Shesh B'Shnayim. It's only Dmai. Only Dmai, which is even Bisman Hazeh. The Rabbanan is still Vada, is still Vada. Yeah, it may only be the Rabbanan.
But also, Rabbanan was also a fact that you buy it in the story buying himself as a second.
So then it becomes like Dmai. Because you don't know whether it was Meisert. Probably. Don't ask the briskers about it. Seriously. A Sanhedrin, two of whose members can speak fluently, and all the other members can at least understand what they're being said, spoken to in any language. That passes at least as a Sanhedrin. You cannot have a Sanhedrin where you can communicate. The judges can communicate only through an interpreter, because then you're not listening to testimony. You're listening to the interpreter. That's all you need is to base it in on a translation.
During that three, or Sanhedrin?
No, the Sanhedrin is 72. But if two men, well, depends if it
allows that. Understand every language,
every language. So if you have two people who can actually communicate bidirectionally,
not just listen.
With the aid in the Bali Din, and as long as everybody else understands what's going on, that's a passable Sanhedrin.
Why would you need two to do all of it? Why?
Because you don't rely on one ever.
Where is it two, no, but two all 70, or is it two across the board in each language?
Any two. Why do you not have two?
I don't know.
Any two? Two among them.
No, he's asking another question. He's saying, suppose you could get two that could speak with anybody, but you need all 70 to have those two. Because some people speak 10 languages, others speak a different 10 languages.
Right. The question from Mordechai would seem like it would happen at all.
Yeah, but that's a different din. That's a din in knowledge rather than communication. Okay. But anyway, this is not merely our subject. I raise Shalosh. If you have three people that can all communicate in all languages, that's called a middling kind of Sanhedrin. If you have four, that's already a Sanhedrin Chachama. Here it's Vare referring to an individual, not between them. I'm saying to the Yotze, the Yavna Yubarba, there were four in Yavna, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Chachinoi, and Reb Elezer Ben Matya. All of them were able to communicate B'Shivim Moshe. Omer Chista Pamachat Yavsha Eretz Yisrael V'yod Lo Yadu Mehechan Avi Omer. They once had a very drought-filled year. They didn't know where to find fresh Sorin. V'Avet Amanchat Ilen. There was someone who couldn't speak. Would have held one hand, leaned it on a roof, and another on a tzrif, and they couldn't figure out what he was trying to say. A tzrif is like it's a lean-to. Yeah, it doesn't have a separate roof, so it looks like a contradiction. A roof and a tzrif are contradictions in terms. So I tinuk amed p'tachya, they kibrat to p'tachya. He's trying to tell you apparently that there is a location called Gagot Srifin. Or I don't know, maybe Srifin Gagot. I don't know if it's a lefty or a righty, Azle Taman. So they went indeed, they researched it, found there was a place called Gagot Srifin, the Ashkechan, and they found indeed grain that had grown there. On Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon, there was another time, Pamachad Nishtaf Kol Olam Kulo, Loyadu Echon Echon Avi Om, it was very severe hot winds. Rabbit Taman Chad Ilen, who else would come to talk to Ptachin? Someone who couldn't talk at all. So he put his hands on the on his eyes, and then he put another hand agave suchre. Either this is a cut that's made for letting blood, or it means an opening or a hole. And I tinuyu legabi ptachya to try to figure out what he's saying. He's saying it must be a place called Ein Socher or Socherayim. Sure enough, they found it. There was once a time, he was on the Kinim, remember? So there was once a time where there were three women who showed up bringing money to pay for Kinim. So one said, I need to buy a carbon le'enati. And one said, I have to buy a carbon le'yamati. And one said, I have to bring a carbon le'zivati. So, okay, everybody figures, Zosho Meret le'enati. Ayin is a lashon of ma'ayan. So what she was saying was that she was a zava, having a ma'ayan patuah for more than the 3 days. So she meant shofat kemayan, and they were going to bring a chatas and an oila, which is what you bring. One bird is a chatas, one bird is an oila, and they came. Omar Lon and Ptachya said that is not what she's saying, gentlemen. She's saying that she had an eye infection, and she wants to bring a carbon of thanks. So make that an ola. Two olas, please. Ding. So be'ina sakanet. Okay, the other one said liyamati. They figured she was saying shofat kiyam. Oh, man, I can't take it anymore. Oh, my lung. He said, no. She just came back from a trip to Riviera. And she got into a storm. Be'yama sakanet. Two olas, please. Ding. Zushomer lezivati. Okay, come on. This one's an Eilon Achalas, right? Zama. No. He said, absolutely not. Her kids were attacked by wolves. Zevati is what she was saying. And sure enough, it turned out that was the story in all of these cases. Zebali tol et b'nai. Benachia.
The common trait is shlomim. What's going on in Eilon? You're Chulash and Israel.
No. She brought kinim. You can bring an Eilon as a gift.
She was
herself.
Isn't
that Tachi mean when
we're
opening your bell? Yeah. So it's amazing that it says Tach. Okay.
Yeah. I thought the
this is going to be one of those days.
And then this of Shnai and Shloshi is going on the Golden Brush.
That's the
brand.
I think in the studio as well, yeah. Then Achia was a doctor. Why did they need a doctor? Are you going to take holy amiyai? They would get sick. The Aviyad, now he knew, now this was one doctor, man. He was actually a bartender. He knew, he knew which wine was good for stomach problems, or which ones would cure constipations, and which one would cure diarrhea. But anyway, it was all a matter of chamra. It's interesting. I can tell you that when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, 45 years ago, the cure for the runs was to drink down an entire bottle of completely sugarless red wine.
Did it work?
And it worked. I mean, it knocked you out for 2 days. Just that, nothing else. Just that. And it was amazing. I don't know whether it was just, you scared the body from any further trouble or what.
Chazor.
Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ben Agra m'kamei Rabbi Yehuda also b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Taima de'ein, meaning of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, holds nothing is kadosh for tumura, is because, as it says in the Braisa, m'kol b'chad m'yah sh'leich ribu m'menu korban la'ashem. So then, they need very chuto and so on. So matan belobet tmeiha, obviously not literally. Lafidu tmeiha boto Hashem. No, come on, man. The kasha bedakti ve'mid ve'erich. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Loza says on the exact opposite, actually. Lo amarke. So im kol be'mat tmeiha. Asher lo yakrivu mimena korban Hashem means koshe naro ili karev at all. Lo kan v'lo b'kamakom acher eno osat murah. And on the contrary, this is a riot to Rabbi Shimon, that Yotzin the Kevala Oila, Ava Bishen Ruyali Karev Khan, Ruyali Karev Makomacher, Rebovin Rebon, Bon Kame, Rabbi Zira, Hare Harovea Venirva, Shen Ruyali Karev Loka and Velova Makomacher, and according to you, therefore, should not be able to make a Tumura, and the fact is, Arain Oisin Tumura. Oh, Malon, hey guys, you missed the beauty of my Drosha. Avani Lo Amartila Tmea Mamash. And therefore, bedakti ve'midverit, that's the Kormenetus gives. It, achas ishloshim yoyim mesha'arin et alishka, kolam kabla lo betzapek svatot mi'arba amdu mishalosh, continue to sapek mi'arba. Mishalosh vandu mi'arba, it's got to be mesapek da four to the seller. Shiyad egdesh ala elyona. Im itzliya salat, itzliya lo. Im ichmitza yayin, ichmitz lo. Inu mekabil ma'otam, ad shiyam mizbeh meratzeh. Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon, doesn't mean he didn't get his money. We're not afraid of that, but it isn't mezuket to him, so to speak. Ptachi, by the way, is Mordechai. Ben Achia called him Yaim, the Kunya Kofeshik, and Yvine Cruz, Ben Gebel Nilat Sharim, Ben Babi is Mumuna Alapakia, Ben Arzal at Slatsal, Hugras Ben Levi is Alashir, Bet Garma al Masilah Maponim, Bet Aftinas al Masi Aktoret, Elazar al Parochet, Pinchas al Malbush. Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Simon, Rabbon, Chanamar, Sherei Dor Vador, Lamunot Aleyen, Chrono Amar, Misha Yabo to Ador, Mana Ma Shebidoro. Now, It says in Yuma, Tamata Nina and Alarishanim, Neamar Zechet Sadik Livracha, Kalelo Neamar Shem Mishaim Yirka, Mandi Omar Shere Dor Vedor, Valim Not Elayan, obviously Omar Zechet Sadik Livracha, and all of the above. Mandi Omar Mishayaboto Dorma, Namashabodoro, so Amin Neamar Zechet Sadik Livracha, Al Ben Katin, Vichabirab. Omar Rabion, Tiv Lofina Kalek Lobrabim Vetatsumi Mechalek Shalal. זה רבי עקיבא שהתקין מדרש ההלכות והגדות ויש שומרים אלו אנשי כנסת הגדולה אלו אנשי כנסת הגדולה תקנו אלו מה תקן זה כללות ופרטות אומר רבי אבו כתיב משפחת סופרים יושבי יעבץ מה אתה אומר סופרים אלא שעשו את התורה ספורות ספורות חמישה לא יתרו תרומה חמישה דברים חייבים בחלה 15 נשים פותרות צורתיהם, 36 פריטות בתורה, 13 דוב נאמן בניבוס אוף, התור, ארבע וסנזיקן, אובס מלאכת הפעם פסור אחס. אומר רבי אליעזר, כסיב לעזר רק בן הסופר, מה אתה מלאמר סופר? שם שהיה סופר בדברי תורה, כך היה סופר בדברי חכמים. ובכך היה בשם רב שמואל בן נחמן, הראשונים, חורשו וזורו נכשו, כיסרו, עידו, קיצרו, אמרו, דשו, זרו, בירו, תכנו, כאילו, לשו, כתפו, עפו, ואנו אין לנו פת לאכול. רב אבא בר זמינה, בשם רב זירה, אינה אבן קדמה, אין מלאכים, ענן בני אנש, ואינה אבן בני אנש, ענן חמרים. אומר רבי מנה, והיא שאתה אמרין, אפילו כחמרתי את הפלגס בניור, לא הדימו. בגלל חמרתי את הפלגס בניור, גנבתי להסתובב בלילה, עבדת מירה גבון תלת יומין, ולא תאמה כלום. באת תלת יומין, אם לכו מחזרת, אמרי גרר, ארי היר, תלו תמות גבון. אף כונוען, אז את הקמת להתיר דמורה, שרית מנהקת. אומר לון, פתחו נהד על לופתה, דית תלת יומין, דלו תאמה כלום. פתחו נהבל, אתה אמר לו, נו, יאבו לכלום תכל. יאבו כמן סורים, ולא בית למחה. אמר לי רבי, לא בית למחה. אומר לו, what? תקתי נינון. אמר לי, of course. אמר ועמיתו דמניה? אמר לו, אוקיי, אופן רבי, אני לוקח זה לבאמא, וקמח לא רואה, השמן לא רואה, פורטה בן אדמי, אמר לנו, סומא נבדון על הלופתי מחמרה, אמר גם הסגי, ארים אדניה, ואחל. פתחי על התינים בורי, מה גורל הוא כוחו של אותו האיש, פותח דברים ודורשן, יודע בשירים לא שנתן לסנדרים שיש בשניים שיכולים לדבר, וכולם ראויים לשמוע הרי זה ראוי על הסנדרים, שלושה הרי זה בינונית, ארבעה הרי זה חכמה, וביבנה היו בה ארבעה, בן עזאי, בן זומא, בן חכינוי, ובלוזי בן נתיה. אומר רב חיסדא פעם אחת יופי שארץ ישראל ולא ידעו מאיכה לאבי אומר, אבי תמן חד ילאים דאבי יואב, חד ילאי על גגות, וחד ילאי על צריפים. עיתוני לקמי לפתחי, אמרו, אית אתר, דמתקריה גגות צריפים, או צריפים גגות, אז נתמן אשכחם. אומר רב יוסי ורבי בון פעם אחת נשדף כל עולם כולה ולא ידעו מאיכה לאבי אומר, אבי תמן חד ילאי, דאבי יואב ידעי על עיני וידעי על סוכרה. עתינו לגבי פתח, רמלון, אית אתר למתקריה אין סוחר, או סוחר עין, אזלון ותמן ואשכחו. שלוש נשים הביאו כניהן, אחת אומרת לעינתי, אחת אומרת לימתי, אחת אומרת לזיבתי. זו שאומרת לעינתי, סבא מימה שופעת כמעיין, אומר לו, נו, בעין הסכנת זו. זו שאומרת לימתי, סבא מימה שופעת כים, אומר לו, נו, בים הסכנת. זו שאומרת לזיבתי, סבא מימה זו במאמה, שאומר לו, זאב בא ליטול את בנה. בן אחי על ידי שהיו קודם אלפים יחפים על הרצפה ויוכלים בשר ושותים מים היו באים לידי חולי המאיים והבי ידע היי דן חמר תב למאיה והי דן חמר סמה למאיה.